We are disrupting patterns. Welcome to the Sparkle Podcast for Mamas. You may be a single mom doing her best to rise above adversity. You may be married, working at home, homeschooling, or wanting to homeschool your babies. Either way, girl, you are showing up daily and doing your best, and I'm proud of you. So on this podcast, we are going to have real conversations. We are going to be opening up on real life, real time situations that moms go through. We are literally going to relate with each other on all the things that come up on a daily, weekly, monthly, and annual basis. We are going to tackle situations head on, get real about them, and give you strategic, intentional action steps to take so you can conquer and overcome. You will rise and sparkle. Hey, my name is Portia Franklin. I'm a wifey, entrepreneur, and homeschooling mama raising kingdom warriors. And I'm encouraging moms to do the same as we love and lead ourselves well. So let's go. We believe in God and we pray in the name of Jesus. Hello, Sparkle Podcast fam. I am so excited to be back. It's been a minute and I want so badly to do video and podcast. And I had to record for this week because I really, really wanted to bring you this message and kind of catch you up on what's been going on in my life. I'm very, very excited. I have launched my online boutique, Think Cute Boutique, clothing for fun and ambitious women. I'm very excited because as you've heard me talk on this podcast a lot, I talk a lot about renewing your mind, thinking, self-leadership, like ways to be better, all the things of self-development, right? Like personal growth. I'm just such a geek on this stuff. So creating Think Cute Boutique, it's been a dream of mine to have my own boutique. I would love to have a storefront eventually. But the main thing is okay, so I love clothes. I love all things that are cute and fashionable and whatnot. And this dream has been on my heart. So for over the last 2 years, I've been really thinking about it. So I just, I shot my shot. I talked to my husband and we just went in on it. And it has been exciting, scary, nerve-wracking, all of the things. It's growing me like crazy. But I'm so excited that it is launched. It is launched. It is live. ThinkCuteBoutique.com. You can visit her and just check her out. So what we're going to be having there is a lot of just curated styles. And then also what I love to do, art. I want to hand, write some sayings and, heat press them, and then patchwork customized sweatshirt crew necks that are lightweight for summer. I'm just excited for all the creation that is to come. But mainly what I was talking about, think cute, what does that mean? It means to think cute. Us women, we have a tendency to not think cute. We have a tendency to kind of catastrophize things and make things what they are, create these stories in our head of what could be and worry ourselves and all the things. So I really am on a mission to help women think cute. Between this Sparkle podcast and my boutique, I want to bring fun. I want to bring positivity. I want to bring encouragement. I want to bring inspiration. And I want to bring a new mindset, renewing your mind, being transformed, not conformed. The world is a crazy place right now and we need community. We need a place, a safe place. And so I really want to create that. And that's my desire of my heart. When I started this podcast, and it's been a little staticky, because my clarity has not been super, super clear on what I am creating with this, but I just know that I'm creating something amazing and God has put it on my heart to reach a lot of women to help, just help inspire, motivate, educate, and let us think cute. Let us think a new thought and let us believe in ourselves and lead ourselves well, love ourselves and all of the things. So that's it. That's what's happening. And I talked about pathfinders for my husband in a couple other episodes. And you might not know what it is, but I attend a church called Awaken, and I applied for this mastermind because I love business. I love the marketplace. I love the opportunity to create wealth and do it on my own terms. But I know that also I have a lot of healing. I've had a lot of healing, inner healing, heart healing, trauma healing, all the things. And God really spoke to me in that. I applied for PFA, I got denied, and he spoke a Rhema word, which I'm learning so much about a logos and a Rhema word, like amazing, amazing, so much, so much to come. But, I really heard him speak this word and go, no, I really want you to do a deeper work, heal your heart of some traumas that have happened that have been holding you back for the last decade. And let's break through these barriers and take the hand off that has been holding you down. And so I really went to work the past, 25 weeks, however long it's been. I went into a 15-week inner, recovery program, and it really did go into inner healing of just cleaning out some things that have been holding me back. And I'm breaking through belief barriers. I'm breaking through BS, belief systems that have been holding me back and keeping me stuck. And so if you take the time and you're willing to look into these things, it's such a big deal, because we have a lot of tendency to hide negative habit and behavior by covering up with maybe what I did was shopping and procrastination and all the things. Like, I would just cover my feelings up with bad habits, and that was shopping and food for me. So really getting a hold of, like, what is the root cause of that? And so for me, it was fear and rejection. So, and like the unbelief of, like, man, do I actually deserve this? Do I believe that I deserve success? Do I believe that I deserve personal success? I have a successful life. I'm living an amazing life. But in a personal level, we, like, between, you know, if you're single or if you have a husband, you're your own person. And so when you, like, aren't breaking through personal things, that affects everything, right? Like, so I was dealing with my own stuff, and my husband has been transformed in so many amazing ways, and we're just getting better every day. And you know, you've heard me say it before, getting better every day. I'm getting better every day. And that is my goal. And so I had to look at those things personally, and I'm still looking at them, and I'm in the process, literally in the process of leading myself well, rising above the adversity that has come against me and my mind, my spirit, and really digging in. And so, like I said, I applied last season for this mastermind group. It's Pathfinders, taking territory in the marketplace for the kingdom of God, like just going in, amazing breakthroughs. My husband did it. And I was like, oh, okay, I'm doing all this inner healing work. And okay, when is it going to be my time? Like, when is it going to be my time to make a big, big difference? Not that I'm not making a difference right now. I have no idea, because we do things. You and I both have influence in our sphere of, influence right now. And you have no idea the people that you're changing or the people that you're touching. Just with one conversation, you make a difference. And so I don't know that, you know, like, I don't know all of the things that people experience when they experience me, or they hear my podcast, or they see me on Instagram, or they see me on YouTube. Like, what's happening behind those doors? I don't know. So my greatest goal and my greatest desire is to encourage women. So with that being said, I applied again to season 10 PFA, and your girl got in. I'm so excited. I am in. They accepted. I did the first phone interview. I was so proud. And the second Zoom face-to-face, like on Zoom, not face-to-face, but, you know, digitally face-to-face on Zoom with two other applicants. And I got the call this Tuesday, and it was a, hey, we really think that you're ready, and we accept you if you're willing to stick with our standards and all the things. They have very high standards, and I'm so thankful for it. And I said, yes, I'm ready, and I accepted it. I'm so excited. So that's what I will be doing. I start PFA July 16th, and it's going to be amazing. And I know it's going to grow me even more, but I just have the greatest desire, again, like I just got to say it, like to inspire and encourage women. Like my story is messy. We all have a messy story, message. And it's important that you have courage to share it because somebody needs to hear it for maybe they're going through something similar that you've already gotten onto the other side of. And it will encourage them to keep going. And so, you know, if you've heard any of my story, I grew up with a single mama who worked very hard to protect me and to provide for me. And she did her very best with what she had. And then I became a mom at 15, had my first daughter, and life changed very, very quickly for me. There was a lot of abuse in that relationship with the father. And eventually I had to go, enough is enough. I cannot do this. I do not deserve this. So thank God early on, I realized like, this is not good. Like something about this isn't right. You know, like this is not normal. And so when my daughter was very, very little, I got out of that space. And like, even before, like I was pregnant and we weren't even together, but I was like with the living situation, I had no place really to go that was like good. And so I had to be there with the father and his like family, you know, so I was living there and then it just continued the abuse, the like, and we weren't even together, but like the abuse just continued. And so I had to finally say, this is not good. And so that's when I was like, okay, yeah, I'm completely separating from this whole situation. Like, this is not normal. This is not healthy. And so from that point on, it was really, really messy trying to be a mom, trying to go to high school and graduate, because that was something that was so important to me, because my family, you know, there was a lot of GEDs in the mix. And so I wanted to be the first to, you know, actually get my diploma from high school and walk with my class, because that was just innately a big deal to me for my daughter. And I wanted her to see that you can do anything you put your mind to. And so being a 15-year-old mother trying to do all of that, and I wanted to work. I'm always have been very, very ambitious. And so I tried, you know, okay, I will come home. I would cry. I would cry in the morning when I had to leave my baby girl to go to high school. I would cry. Like, I did not want to leave her. It was very much heartbreaking. But I did. And I went. And so eventually I was like, you know what? I think it was my junior year. I was like, you know what? I cannot do this. I need to be with my baby. Cause it was I was pregnant my freshman year at El Cajon Valley High Pregnant Teen Program. Got actually straight A's. That was like the first time I ever got straight A's, and it was amazing. And then my freshman year, I went to El Capitan. And then like finished that year, but really, really struggled as far as like just wanting to be with my baby. So I believe it was my sophomore, junior year that I was like, you know, I'm going to try to like come home. It could have been in the middle of my sophomore year too, somewhere in the lines. I came home to do like a part-time homeschool study situation so I could be home and like work. And I fell behind. I was working at the Pancake House, you know, and then doing school and then doing mom thing. And it was a lot, as you can imagine. And I fell greatly behind in my credits at school. And so my senior year, I had to go back and really work hard. I went back my junior year, and then like my senior year, I was so far behind that I had to take like 6 extra classes. Like usually your senior year, you're leaving at lunch early, going with your friends to the beach and living your best life, you know, and which I highly encourage every single child and teenager to do. Now that I'm raising teenagers and children, I'm like, okay, you know, this is my story, but this does not have to be your story. We're breaking generational curses in Jesus' mighty name. So, but yes, I highly encourage every high school senior to either graduate early or live your best life and leave at second period and go to the beach with your friends. But that was not my story. I had all my full six classes during the day. I had a seventh and eighth class. Like, it was amazing. It was actually amazing. I don't even know how I did it. But I was at school, like, with two classes after school and then a class on Saturday at an adult school doing math. And I worked my little butt off to, you know, get caught up. And I finally got enough credits. And literally, the day of graduation, I was in my history class taking a dang test. And I took the test and I can't even tell you if I passed that test or not. The teacher was just like, atta girl, like, good job, go graduate, get out of here. Like, it was favor and grace that I, you know, I had no idea what God was doing in my life as I was being directed by him when I didn't even know him. I didn't even, like, I knew him, but I didn't know him. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was like I was living not an honorable life in that time of, like, Christianity. You know what I'm saying? Like, you would not want to take example of my life then, you know, but the grace of God had his hand on me and he led me so graciously through those times. And I can really, like, look back on times of my life of growing up as a teen mom and just seeing the hand of God in high school where I was getting myself into a little bit of trouble. Like, I would, you know, I would run from the things that were happening and numb myself with whatever it was. But I could see God pluck me right out of the situations very, very early on. So nothing could attach to me, like, as far as addiction to drugs and alcohol. Like, he really saved me early in my life. And so I could not be more thankful. And, like, today I'm pretty square today. And but I love the clarity that I have with a sober mind and righteous living and all of that. Like, we all have our stuff, but I'm really, really proud and I'm really thankful for where God has brought me today. So that's a little bit of, like, my story of where I am today. Like, I just have always been very ambitious and I've just always known that there's more to life than what I was living. And my mom did her very best to give me the life that, you know, she could. And I didn't know my father growing up. And I basically was adopted by my sister's dad, which has taken me on as his daughter. And he's the only dad I know. And so I haven't had, like, that live-in father figure, you know? So going on, like, we got some daddy issues to, like, address through that, you know? So I really got through a lot of junk to be where I am today. And I fought for my life. And I gave my life to the Lord over, say, like, a decade ago. And ever since then, like, it's just been, I stepped into a Kairos moment. I literally stepped into a Kairos moment. And that's what has brought me to this beautiful life that I live today. I could not be more thankful and grateful to God saving my life and just being so gracious to guide me to that moment. And I said, yes, you know, we have miracle moments where we can either acknowledge them or dismiss them depending on where we're at and what, like, where our mindset is. But, you know, like, I just highly encourage everybody. And if you're listening to this, be receptive to the miracles around you because there's always miracles happening. And if we can just acknowledge them and take them and be thankful and grateful, then how much more miracles will we be trusted with, you know? So you are on your path and it's hard. Life can be very hard, especially if you have other people to deal with and you're trying to deal with yourself. You know what I'm saying? So it can be hard. So I do not take lightly to where you could potentially be in your journey, but I just highly, highly, highly encourage you to stay in the positive mentality of things and go, you know what? It kind of sucks right now if it does suck, or, you know, life is amazing right now and how can I keep it amazing? But just staying in that miracle mode of like, yo, what happened today? Can I reflect what miracle happened for me today? It could be as little as you getting a green light when you were rolling up and you didn't have to stop. You know, like what little miracles, like did you get up early and you're like, oh my gosh, that was amazing. That was a miracle. Like what miracle moment for you can you acknowledge, you know, so God can entrust us with more miracle moments. And wow, it's amazing. So that's just a little catch up for what's happening to me. I'm very, very excited. I would love to know if you're listening, what has resonated with you? Any nuggets that you have pulled from this quick little snippet episode, and could you share it with a friend? Screenshot this recording, screenshot this episode, and tag me on Instagram at Portia.Franklin and let me know what resonated with you. But I really am excited to have this podcast. It's another dream of mine. As you know, all the dreams, super ambitious, but I am excited to inspire, encourage, and uplift women and create an amazing sparkle community that is just so fun and sparkly. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's just sparkle. Let's live our best life. So anyways, I love you and I hope you have an amazing day. I will talk to you soon. Thanks for listening.